In South Africa this week, former President Nelson Mandela backed away from his earlier position on the war in Afghanistan. Mandela was harshly criticized by Muslims for comments he made last November in full support of the U.S.-led military action against Taliban and al-Qaeda troops in Afghanistan. Joining us to talk about Nelson Mandela's recent statement is NPR's Kenneth Walker in Johannesburg. Kenneth, tell us more about this statement. Did Nelson Mandela renounce the military action entirely?
No, he didn't, Lisa. He reiterated his total opposition to terrorism, and he repeated his support for tracking down the masterminds of the September 11th attacks. But Mandela said his previous expressions of unconditional support could have been one-sided and insensitive to civilian casualties in Afghanistan. And he also had a further retreat. He said that the treatment of Osama bin Laden as guilty should await the trial and conviction of the man. Otherwise, it might degrade the rule of law.
A couple of months ago, Nelson Mandela met with President Bush at the White House, as did many world leaders, to condemn the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Was there any fallout then in South Africa from Mr. Mandela's remarks?
There was some fallout, Lisa. Mr. Mandela, since his election as president in 1994, had come to be regarded as close to a living saint as you could get here. But after he made that statement, leftist opposition groups and Muslim organizations strongly criticized him, heckled him, unprecedented for him, in some meetings he had with them. Mandela, of course, has been a bridge to the Muslim community around the world, and I think the former president clearly felt the sting of the criticism.
Now, why did he choose this week to issue this statement?
Well, in South Africa, Muslims, well, they're only a minority of about 2 million people. They're really pretty influential throughout the country. But even some of Mr. Mandela's own advisors were troubled by the unqualified support he gave to Mr. Bush's prosecution of the war. In a statement, Mr. Mandela said he decided to revise his remarks after talking to friends and advisors.
Now, he does not hold a formal position in the South African government. So how important are his opinions?
Well, his opinions are very important, not only here, but throughout not only much of the developing world, but elsewhere. He's perhaps the leading international political statesman. And I think if the Bush administration has any concerns, it might be that this may have some kind of snowball effect away from the unequivocal support that the Bush administration had been pretty successful in getting so far.
Now, Kenneth, what's been the response within South Africa from the government and from Muslims to Nelson Mandela's revised response to the war on terrorism?
The Muslims, of course, have welcomed it, praised the revision. There's also been a change in statements coming from the government, which, while they never echoed Mr. Mandela's previous unqualified support for the war, were actually pretty stiff in their support for the war against terrorism. But they're now raising new questions about it. The government foreign minister this week called for a redefinition of terrorism. She said it was unacceptable for the West to categorize the attack on the world superpower as terrorism, but accept a U.S.-led alliance on innocent Afghan citizens, she said, as legitimate.
Has there been an official U.S. response from the American embassy in South Africa?
Not really. The U.S. embassy spokeswoman said that they'd received no response from the White House, but she noted that Mr. Mandela's new qualifications were understandable, and she also noted that they were happy that Mr. Mandela continued to support the war against terrorism and, like the Bush administration, emphasized that the war was not against Muslims or Arabs, but against terrorists.
NPR's Kenneth Walker in Johannesburg. Thank you, Kenneth.
You're very welcome, Lisa.